is our returning champion, Helene Lowy from Wayne, New Jersey. Stand by to see Helene play for all the prizes valued at $66,850. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $28,019 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to have you with us here. Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let us quickly welcome back a champion I didn't think I would see on this show, Helene Lowy. Hello, Helene.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. I thought you were going to take a beautiful luxury automobile and leave us.
I was thinking about it. But I decide I'm having so much fun, I wanted to come back.
Well, of course, you take a bigger risk every time you do, because here's where you stand. You've built up $593 in your bank account. A win with just $47 more, and you can have that car plus every other prize on the stage worth over $66,000. But the trick is, of course, you must win.
I know. You've
passed on that car. You've given up on it at this point to try for everything. I can only say good luck.
Thanks very much.
Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there.
I thought she was going to take that car.
So did I.
Who do you have to try to stop her?
Our first contestant hopes to write the next great American fish story from Los Angeles, California. Let's greet David Pottygrass.
Hello there, David.
Our second contestant works as a museum registrar from Los Angeles, California. Here's Renee Montgomery.
Hi, Renee. And we'll see you a little later with some intriguing bargains, I'm sure, Summer. Renee, museum registrar. What does a museum registrar do?
That's right. I get all of the artworks to the museum for exhibition, and I process gifts.
Oh, sounds intriguing. Enjoy your work?
Yes, I do very
good.
Much.
Nice
Thank
to have you.
You.
Good to have you here. David, you want to write the next great American fish story?
I fell in love with Old Man in the Sea. I'll even fish in a swimming pool, so I'm going to do it someday.
You fish in a swimming pool?
I've done it.
Did you catch anything, David?
No.
Oh, good.
It was
okay.
A slow day.
Nice to have you. You are a fisherman, just to get that in the water, right? Get that hook in the water.
See how it goes.
Well, good luck. Renee and David, I don't have to tell you, you're up against a very tough champion. She's trying for everything. You two, one of you, are trying to stop her. $20 starts all three players off. Give you $5 for a correct answer. We'll start with this. According to a famous movie title, with what kind of dancing do you associate, David? That was a long pause, wasn't it, there, friends? Do you associate actress Jennifer Beals? That's flash dance. No, we only get the one, Renee. Sorry about that. And matter of fact, David isn't going to get that one. He loses $5 for the incorrect answer. Yeah, flash dancing, of course. You're down to 15. You lose 5 when you answer incorrectly or stare at me. Here we go. Let's get on a winning side. According to the familiar old poem, why is there no joy in Mudville? Helene?
Mighty Casey has struck out.
That's right. Casey in the bat. He struck out. $5 on the plus side for Helene, the 25. Now listen carefully. Larry or Curly or Mo? Which one is a bird that bounces a basketball for the Boston's? Helene?
Mo?
No. Which is a bird for the basketball for the Boston Celtics? Mo Bird? Larry Bird. Larry Bird. You lose $5, Helene.
I'll hear from my husband on that one.
Yeah, yes. And everybody else is rooting for the Knicks back home there in Wayne, New Jersey. According to the old proverb, it's always darkest. Helene?
Before the dawn.
You got that $5 right back. That's what it is, Helene, the 25. If you like your pasta cooked on the firm side, you'll order it, David?
Al dente.
Al dente is exactly what it is, and David gets back to 20. However, it is Helene who has a $5 lead. Helene, of course, the player in the lead, can buy bargain merchandise. And with a $5 lead, Helene could buy this.
Helene, are you worried about leftovers in the kitchen? Cool it with Admiral's Ultra Freeze Freezer. It's an automatic defrost freezer. It freezes food fast, stores food, and even makes ice cream. Furnished by Admiral, this freezer is normally priced at $790. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
That's very nice. That is very nice. And I must say, $790 item at the first instant bargain level.
Yes.
That's a pretty expensive item there,
it
$790.
It's beautiful, too.
You like it?
Oh, absolutely. I could certainly use that with 3 hungry boys at home.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad to hear that, because I tell you like that. I tell you what I like. I like ties.
Oh?
So I won't sell it for $6.
No.
I know you're going to hit the button right away for $6. I know you were.
Yes.
But don't do that.
Okay.
You don't hit the button until I cut the price to $5.
Uh-huh.
And I'll also, talking about $5,
yes.
For $5,
yes.
I'll give you $500 in cash.
That
is already a $1,290 bargain for $5 that would have a three-way tie. But, of course, you're trying for all the prizes on the stage.
Yes.
Going once. Going. She's confident. She's going to buy. Yeah. You've got the freezer. You've got the money. And we knocked $5 off her score. Did she make the right decision? We'll see. Back with this. In this fad of 1984, the crowds at American Sports Stadium stood up and sat down in a veritable... David!
The wave.
The wave is exactly what it is. Yes, a human tsunami, they said. One of my favorites, I don't know if you saw it, I saw a football game in Buffalo, and there were two guys out there. One was getting up, the other was sitting down. I like to meet them. They had a great sense of humor. A two-man wave. Name the American officer who led his men to a crushing defeat at the Little Bighorn in... Helene.
Custer.
Custer is right. Helene ties David for first place. In books, stories, and films, what fictional detective always outwits the bumbling Inspector Lestrade? Holly!
Sherlock Holmes.
That's right. That is exactly who it is. He took a chance, so you can tell with that expression. Yes, Inspector Lestrade and Helene back into the lead. Time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. Hope you play along at home. A lot of information about a famous person. I am an actor, born in Indiana in 1931. I acted with James Whitmore's Little Theater Group and appeared on Broadway in See the Jaguar and The Immortalist. Then, in little more than a year, I became the personification of the restless Helene.
James Dean.
The restless American youth of the 50s. You are right. And the champion with limited information gets that pick of the board.
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have
$500 in cash. Didn't find the money cards. $500 goes right into your pocket.
That's
that is
great.
Yours to keep. My goodness, you've already got over $1,000. As a matter of fact, in instant bargains and up on the Fame Game, Helene is well over $8,000 in little things that she's picked up. And she's trying for everything. Will she make it? We'll be back to find out. Helene at 30, David at 25, Renee at 20. We're back with this. We use the Japanese word meaning clothes to refer to a loose dressing gown.
Helene? Kimono.
Kimono was exactly what it is. Good anticipation by the champion. She's got a $10 lead. According to the classic Al Jolson song, you should rock-a-bye your baby. David?
Mammy.
No, with what kind of melody? With a Dixie melody. Rock-a-bye your baby. You lose five of the incorrect answers. Lie about that, David. Frenchmen say je, Germans say ich. Helene?
I.
As Spaniards say, yo, what do we say? We say, I. You are right. And the champion enjoys a $20 lead. What is the main ingredient in smelling salts that causes such dramatic effects? David.
Ammonia.
Ammonia is right. David back in the second place at 25. Yes. Instant bargain. Helene, you bought with a $6 lead. Now you have a $15 lead. And you're already close to all the prizes on the stage, so you've got a little breathing space. You might like this.
Helene, you can exercise good taste in your dining room with this handsome dining room pair. First, a beautifully crafted lowboy, as decorative as it is functional, plus a three-piece coffee set in brass furnished by Tradition House. This attractive pair is normally priced at $964, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $12.
Well, Helene, $15 lead.
That's beautiful, Jim. That,
it really is.
That is.
$964.
Nice.
Cost you $12. Mm. Your lead would be cut to $3. $3 lead. David thinks you should...
$3 isn't much of a lead.
It isn't much of a lead. Well, how about if you had a lead the value of one question? How about if I cut that and sold it to you not for $12, but for $10, and I threw in for cleaning materials...
Oh.
$700 in cash. That's a $1,664 bargain, and you would still have a one-question lead. Going once! Going twice! Wow, is she confident? She buys again! Enjoy that!
Thank
beautiful,
you.
And we knocked $10 off her score. Her lead is cut to $5, a very confident champion trying for every prize on the stage. We're back with this. The fastest breed of dog in the world is used, Helene?
Greyhound.
Used in dog racing, you are right, it is a greyhound. Helene gets 5 of that 10 right back. On a printed page, what does a small letter C with a circle around it, Helene?
Copyright.
That's what it symbolizes, and she's got the whole $10 back. And again, a $15 lead. In which of our 50 states could you travel from the city of Saginaw to Grand Rapids? Helene.
Michigan.
Michigan is right. 3 in a row for the champion. For 444 days, starting on November 4th, 1979, a group of Americans, Helene.
Hostages in Iran.
That's where they were held hostage in Iran. And Helene jumps her lead up to 25. In which country did Dr. Christian Barnard perform? David.
South Africa.
The first heart transplant. You are right. South Africa it is. David stays within $20. Talking about South Africa and Africa, this is true. In Africa, in Zimbabwe, to be exact, the ruler is named Canaan Banana. That's his name, Banana. It is illegal to ridicule his name. It's a $1,000 fine, and they add, if convicted, you have no chance of winning an appeal. That's serious. We'll be right back. Elaine, they told me during that commercial break, just in instant bargains and fame games, you're over $11,000 already and closing in on all the prizes on our stage. She needs a win in $47. She's already at 50. It is David at 30, Renee at 20. $15 money card added up there on the board once again with a fame game. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in Budapest, Hungary in 1874. I took the name of a French performer and later... David.
Franz Liszt.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value with the fame game. You stay at 30. I'll clear the board. Continue for Renee and Helene. I took the name of a French performer and later made it my legal name. I began my professional career at 17. I duplicated the feats of spiritualists to prove them frauds. Helene.
Houdini?
Houdini is exactly who it is. Harry Houdini and the champion, big pick of the board.
Oh, boy. Number four.
And behind number four, we have $10!
The money card. $10 money card. We add that to her score, stretching her lead out a little more as she goes to 60. David, you're back in, and now you trail Helene by $30. All three players in this. Three brothers who were noted lawmen in the Old West had the given name Morgan, Virgil, and Wyatt. Helene.
Earp. Earp.
That's right, they were the Earp brothers and Helene the 65. A deep dish fruit pie and a man who makes and repairs shoes share the same name. David?
A cobbler.
Cobbler is exactly what it is. David beats Renee and the buzzer goes to 35. What movie had a rumble between the Sharks and the Jets? Helene?
West Side Story.
You got it. And going to $70 is the champion. Helene, your lead now is $35. $35 lead. You've already got more than enough money for all the prizes on the stage. How about this?
Helene, here's the perfect guest for your next party. The Sensational Stereo. It's one of the finest integrated audio systems from Denmark. It's elegantly designed with fantastic sound. Turntable, cassette recorder, and AM, FM receiver. Furnished by Beverly Stereo. This fabulous stereo system is normally priced at $1,095. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
$16, beautiful stereo. I remember you got a small one before. This is a big one. Three boys at home to enjoy it. You've got a $35 lead, over a $1,000 stereo. It would cost you $16. It would cut into your lead.
I know.
I would give you $1,000 in cash to go with it for $16. Going once. Going twice. No sale this time. She wants all of the prizes. We'll find out if she can get it right after this. Not gonna buy three. Helene closing in at almost $67,000 worth of prizes and enjoys a $35 lead. Helene at 70, David at 35, Renee at 20. This question. Finish this line from the King James Bible. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and David.
And the glory now.
Glory. Glory is all we needed to finish the line. You've got another 5 to 40. In which European country would you be if you were visiting artist Peter Paul Rubens' home in the city of Antwerp? David.
The Netherlands.
No. Belgium. Belgium, you lose five again, down to 35. Having traveled 9 million air miles since his show business career began in 1924, this comedian must have said thanks for the...
Hello? Bob Hope.
Thanks for the memories to a lot of flight attendants. You're right, Bob Hope, it is for another five. Well, David and Renee, if you're going to catch her, you might need that big $25 money card that's up on the board now as we look for a famous person. And we want the name and the number, please. I am a king. Born in 1491, who helped England become one of the world's greatest naval powers. I also spent my father's fortune on foreign wars. My private life greatly influenced English political history. I set David.
King Henry VIII.
You got it. Then you've got the pick of that board. Yes.
Nice.
A lot of Henrys, so we asked for the eighth as well. David, big pick of the board. What number looks good?
Let's go for number six, Jim.
And behind number six, we have Mystery Money. Your pick again.
Watch the scene. You trail the champion by $40. There is a $25 money card. The speed round is coming. We don't know how much money is there. Do you want the money or do you want to pick again?
I'm going to go for the mystery money.
He's going to take the money, taking the bird in the hand. And David in the hand has $600 in cash. Enjoy that. Elaine doesn't mind at all. Where were those big money cards?
Behind the number 5 and the number
7. Number 7 had the $25 money card that could have made a difference. And now as Elaine closes in on all of our prizes, we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock. Elaine at 75, David at 35, Renee at 20, and we start the speed round now. What Greek titan is usually depicted carrying the world? David.
Atlas.
Right. On what part of his body would an Eskimo wear his mukluks?
Elaine. Feet.
Right. What kind of beverage is orange pekoe? David.
Time.
How many pints are there in a quart? Renee.
3.
Wrong. What is the basic monetary unit of Mexico? Helene.
Peso.
Right. A fraction consists of a numerator and a, Helene?
Denominator.
Right. How many teeth does the average adult have in his mouth?
Helene. 32.
Right. Which president is pictured on the $5 bill? David.
Lincoln.
Right. Name the Greek slave who was famous for his animal fables. David.
Samson.
Wrong. The Quran is the sacred... What religious... Helene.
Islam.
Right. Name the official language of the ancient Romans. David.
Latin.
Right. What 20th century president was known by the nickname the man from Missouri? Helene.
Harry Truman.
Right. In mythology, whose face lost 1,000 ships? Helene.
Helen of Troy.
Right. Name the author of the classic novel. Well, time is up, Helene. You are the champion with enough money for all the prizes on this page. Congratulations. Well done. Back to this champion in just a moment. The Greek slave, famous for his animal fables, Aesop. Aesop of the fables, 2 pints in a quart, an orange pekoe timer. That's a T is what that is. Have to say goodbye to Renee. Didn't pick up anything. The cash in front of you. Thank you for joining us. And David, turned out you made a wise decision grabbing the cash because you're grabbing $640 in cash. Thank you so much. You pressed the champion for a while. And Helene Lowy has enough money for every prize on the stage if she wants to buy. Come on, Helene, up here with me. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've got enough money for everything on the stage. $703, and everything on the stage includes this. That beautiful living room set you've already seen. This you haven't seen. This beautiful dune buggy.
A new Santoys 4-seater dune buggy with 1600cc motor, steering brakes, quartz driving lights, lots of chrome, and bright candy red paint. It's furnished by Santoys. And this great dune buggy is priced at $6,100.
Wow. Everything also includes that jukebox that you saw on our last show. There's a wonderful trip included with everything. Jay will tell you about that.
You'll be yodeling to a different tune in beautiful Switzerland. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 15 days in the storybook land of Switzerland, where you may enjoy quaint villages, picturesque lakes, and the breathtaking Swiss Alps. This marvelous trip is priced at $9,000.
Oh, boy. David, I didn't know they had hams up there in the Swiss Alps. You haven't seen this beautiful bracelet.
Add a little sparkle to your life with this stunning ladies' bracelet. A 14-karat gold bangle bracelet inset with pave diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. And this gorgeous bracelet is priced at $12,000.
Wow.
And everything includes that luxury car that you passed on in the last show. Now you've got the car again, but this time you've got it with everything. $703 easily buys it all. However, Helene...
Yeah.
One more thing. $750. You're at $703. $47 more would get you all of these prizes, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $63,000.
So, in effect, take all the prizes on the stage and leave us by saying yes, mm-hmm. or say no, try to win again to get all the prizes on the stage, plus the cash jackpot. Maybe the biggest decision you'll ever have
yes.
to make. We'll find out what it is in a moment. Helene Lowy, you have accumulated $703. Say yes and you can have the living room set. You can have the dune buggy. You can have the jukebox. And the trip to Switzerland. And the diamond bracelet. And the luxury car. Everything on the stage for your $703, $66,850 worth of prizes. Or say no, take the risk that you could win again with $47 more, and it is an all or nothing situation. We'll give you all of those prizes and a cash jackpot of $63,000 as well. That's a total of $129,850. Are you going to take all the prizes, or are you going to risk it and try for the prizes and the cash?
I'm having such a wonderful time. I'm going all the way.
That's going to be a wonderful time. She's going to try to go for everything, all or nothing, next time on Sale of the Century. Wow, $64,000 up.